This is Twit.
Tomorrow, Apple's reporting earnings, and we get to see how the iPad business is doing. And it's been kind of slumping. And
It's been two quarters now, down for two quarters. Will it be down for a third? I bet you it will.
I bet it will be.
Yeah, for sure.
And I have to think the 6 Plus will continue that trend, right?
Cannibalizing.
What do you need an iPad for?
Exactly.
I think the 6 Plus will, but I think that the iPad Air 2 is a good enough upgrade that a lot of people who have iPad 2s will probably be saying, you know, with the Touch ID, the faster stuff, the better camera, the thinner body, the, you know, a glare resistant screen. I've had this iPad 2 for 3 years now. I might as well go ahead and upgrade. So they might end up getting a good upgrade cycle. But I think that, I think we'd all of us had underestimated. We all first didn't think the iPad would be as successful as it was. I was bullish on it, but I wasn't expecting it to be what it was. And then I think we all overestimated how frequently people would update these things.
Right.
So
what do you think the cycle is? 3 years, 4 years?
At least three.
I think it's probably two.
Easily
four. Two and a half, three.
Yeah. It's an expensive thing. People don't have an unlimited budget to buy phones and tablets and computers.
Right.
And I think the iPad 3 is good enough. If you have a Retina, anything, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touch ID is not going to push you in. Thinner is not going to push you in. A faster processor is not going to push you in. So
a lot
it's
of people
without Retina. It's anybody who doesn't have Retina yet. Probably should look. And you probably shouldn't get a mini.
No.
No.
Well, you can get last year's mini.
Get last year's mini.
Last year's mini, you can get a great price. But it's interesting that they're still selling the mini from 2 years ago, because at this point, it's the same guts as the iPad 2. And my friend Alan Pike wrote a really interesting blog post about developers, basically kind of saying that, like, developers now are basically going to be expected to support, you know, the iPad 2 at least through 2017.
Yeah.
And that's kind of putting them in a weird position when it comes to games and some other things, because the hardware just isn't keeping up. But I think until it gets to the point where, you know, the iPad 1 reached it really early because it only had 256 megs of RAM and it's, you know, it's a first gen product. Until it gets to the point that it's really slow for people, you know, most people who have an iPad, you know, they use it for web browsing, you use it for games, you use it for Facebook. You kind of don't need to upgrade. You know, it's nice to have the better screen. It's nice to have maybe the Touch ID or the other stuff. But like for a lot of people, it does exactly what they need it to do. And it's not significantly slower or worse than it was before. So until it gets to that point where it's really just kind of, you know, crawling, which happens with the phones, you know, a lot of people aren't going to need to have that itch, you know, to upgrade to a new tablet.
There's still a lot of iPad 2s up there.
My mom still uses theirs. They only
stopped selling them 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the guts are the same on the iPad Mini, which they're still going to sell.
They're keeping it alive,
They're keeping it alive. I mean, and they've sold a ton of those to education. Right. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that you're probably right. It's probably one of those things where, you know, three, 4 years as an upgrade cycle, which is, you know, 2.5 times as long as maybe a phone cycle.
Right.
And, yeah, so I mean, I think that's probably why the business is slowing primarily. People just don't need to replace them this frequently. Yeah.
Big week. You should watch TNT all week long because it's going to be a big week for quarterly results.